Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I want to show you how you can use the brand new Xamarin Live Player on iOS Xamarin applications. So applications not built with Xamarin Forms with code behind user interface. A lot of iOS developers don't really enjoy working on a daily basis with storyboards, so they write their entire applications in code behind UI. And the Xamarin Live Player enables you to not only start to run your application in real time on your device, but also modify it and see those changes without ever having to save. Now, this is great when you're working on a view controller on a single screen, or maybe even a custom control that you may be using inside of an iOS project. So I want you to start to think about different use cases for the Xamarin Live Player that may fit into your current workflow. So let me head over onto my PC inside of Visual Studio 2017 to show you what this looks like. Now, I have my physical iOS device that I'm screen mirroring using Reflector right here over top of Visual Studio 2017. So what I've done is I've created a small little master detail application. I did File New, Master Detail, and I have my app here. Now, this is just a Xamarin iOS application, but there is no storyboard. It's just code behind user interface. So I have a UI table view controller, and what I'm going to do is simply display a list of colors, so it's called colors, and when I tap on a color, display it as the code behind UI, and these will all be kind of random. So what I've done is I've gone in, and I've downloaded the Xamarin Live Player application, and I've enabled it here under Xamarin Other, so there it is, Xamarin Live Player. And then I can come in and pair my device. So here I have my Android device and my iOS device paired right here. And it's going to go back and forth just waiting for a connection. So once I have it paired, I can select iPhone Player from the list. There it is. And hit debug. And over my local Wi-Fi, this application will be sent over. Now again, this entire app is just an iOS app written in code behind C Sharp. So here I actually have a list of colors. And when I tap on one, it shows that color. I can go and add a few of them here, and then boom, I can see the color back and forth. So I never actually have to stop and work at all to stop debugging or do anything. I can use my app here. But what I want to do is use the Xamarin Live Player live run mode and actually modify this app in real time. So I'm going to go Tools, Xamarin Live, Live Run Current View. And what that'll do is it will actually go ahead and show me the current view that I'm on. So for instance, I can start modifying this view and say, let me add a bunch of these. So I'm going to add a bunch of different colors in. This code handle add creates a bunch of randoms here. But I can go ahead and do a little bit better, and I can say for every view, here's the color. Instead of just displaying the colors of UI color, let's do cell.backgroundColor equals color and specify the color. So now the colors are updating right there. So that's really nice. You can kind of see how I'm able to not only use the Live Player to debug my actual application, but also modify it without ever having to stop. So I'm going to come in, I'm going to say, let's stop live running, and it comes back to the screen. I can go ahead and re-debug my application. I could come in and, you know, add a breakpoint here where I can look at all my colors here with my changes. I can add one, all the new data that's coming in, and I'm kind of good to go. So I can actually see my app running in real time. Now, this is for the full app, but what if I'm, you know, working on a single control? So here I have this circle view, and it's just a UI view. And this is actually really nifty no matter how you're developing your application. This view is a circle that I want where I can interact with it in real time. So I can't debug this view because it's a view, but I can come in and I can, of course, live run. So I'll go Tools, Live Player, Live Run Current View. And now notice that it's my current view. Remember, I was actually in an app, but now I'm just in a view. And that's the idea behind Live Run Current View. It's any view in your application. And that's really important to remember. It doesn't have to be your full app. It can be a single page, code, or actual user control of your app. So here's this thing going on here, and I can kind of start to move it around. And I can see that whenever I touch here, I will interact with it, and I can say, give me the touch location, and as I move around with it, I'm moving it here. But I can also adjust this, so I could say, maybe I want this to be 125 by 125, and it reevaluates, and it says it sees it in real time. I could say, well, I want it to be orange, because who doesn't like orange? Now it's orange. And literally, I can work on this entire application without ever having to stop. If I don't want it to be white, now it's a purple circle inside of here. I can write the entire code in real time, all leveraging C# for my iOS application and control. And there you have it, never having to stop to recompile or do anything. I just see my app or my custom user controls update in real time. The Xamarin Livefire is obviously not only great for just Xamarin Forms XAML user interface, but for your code behind iOS Xamarin applications. So I hope you found this super nifty, super helpful to help you create awesome applications without ever having to stop and recompile and just see your app run. It's so cool. So until next time, this has been The Xamarin Show. I'm James Montemagno. And don't forget to subscribe. It's up over there. It's up over there. It's a big button that says subscribe that enables you to get the latest and greatest Xamarin shows right in your inbox. So until next time, thanks for watching.